Archer. Now, this is a treat for you. You've heard Wade and Jerry Monday mornings after games.
Oh, yeah.
This morning, you get to visit with them along with us.
That's great.
All right.
That's great.
You want to punch him up in there, Jerry? Let's punch up the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, who joins us now. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man. Good to be on with two guys that I fired.
Yeah, you kind of did, didn't you?
That's right. Got rid of Dale and got rid of you, George.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing well, aren't we?
Yeah, not nice win yesterday, Jerry, and you're 5-2 now.
First of all, I want to apologize to all our fans. I meant to have the Cowboy Stadium sunroof open, but Jerry Jr. and Steven got to playing around with the switch, flipping it on and off real quick, and they broke the damn thing. It's stuck closed right now.
So it's closed shut, huh?
Yeah, and I had to turn the thermostat down, try to cool the place off. And, of course, the thermostat's located in my owner's suite, which is a mistake because Gene gets over there and controls that thing. You know, she's a woman, so if she's cold, she puts it up to 80, then she gets a hot drink.
Right.
Puts it down to 30. But I figured we would go ahead and bring Wade on.
Oh, okay.
Here. Ah, good. We both of them joining us here today.
That's right. We always have both of us on here, and everybody wants to hear from their Cowboy head coach. Wade, you there?
Morning, Jerry.
Hey, Wade.
Hey, we did it. We beat Kansas City, Atlanta, Seattle. Who's our next playoff game, Jerry?
Well, those weren't playoff games. These are regular season games.
Well, how do you tell the difference between regular season games and playoff games?
Well, we lose the playoff games.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Well, yeah, I guess it's still a big win, though, Jerry. We whooped Seattle something fierce yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, we're very happy about it. And I think we got the plan in place now to keep us winning.
Yeah, I like that plan, Jerry. You told me to stay away from Valley Ranch for the whole week and stay away from the team, and I'll be damned if we didn't win the game, Jerry.
It worked. It sure did work, didn't it?
How about that?
Where did you, what did you do in your little off week here, Wade?
Well, I had a lot of off time. Mama took me down to the aquarium, though, the Dallas Aquarium. That was all right.
Oh, you were down there with the other elementary school kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I was down there, and I tell you what, I got in trouble, Jerry.
What happened?
Well, I wasn't aware you couldn't fish down there. And I'd already landed 8 Japanese fighting fish before they came and took my cane pole away, Jerry.
They confiscated your tackle, huh?
Yeah, but dang, that fishing was good, though, Jerry. I didn't know a hammerhead shark would bite a worm. Sure enough, it did, Jerry. And they took everything, though. They took my pole, my trot line. I had it out there good, too, Jerry, about 15 feet, that milk jug bobbing up and down. I also hooked a manatee with my rattle trap, Jerry.
All right, then that's enough fishing. I can't believe you went fishing at the Dallas Aquarium. Everyone knows you can't fish down there.
Well, I didn't.
I got a question for you. How did your daddy have such a big personality, but you don't seem to have one lick of personality?
Well, you know, I used to have one, they say, and then Mama dropped me on my head when I was about 4, and my mind pretty much went blank ever since. They did a CAT scan on me once, though.
What'd they find?
They just found an image of a kitten playing with a ball of yarn. Not a lot of higher thinking there, Jerry.
I guess not.
But I thought that was normal, being a CAT scan and all.
Oh, finding a kitten on
there. There, Dale?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Dale's still with us.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, Jerry, I can look at a wall for 3 hours. I guess you know that because you heard my press conferences. Anyway.
I guess so. Why don't you go ahead and hang up the phone, Wade?
Right now?
Hang it up.
Still here, Jerry?
All right, hang up the phone, Wade.
I'm like herpes. You can't get rid of me, Jerry.
I told you not to mention my hairpiece.
No, I said herpes, Jerry.
Okay, let's go
fix
it now.
All right, Jerry.
There you go, Dale.
Now I know why you don't have the games on the ticket anymore.
I think that may be one of the reasons why, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
All right, there's fake Jerry and fake Wade Dale.
Can't get rid of me, huh? Just like herpes.
Can't say that. Try that one tonight with Gloria.
No, I don't think I'm going to.
No,
I don't think I'm
there.
Going to.
All right, it's 8:45 here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket up next, what a difference 3 weeks makes.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The